There was recently an elite race at the Pettit National Ice Center in Milwaukee. Competitors ran for 6 days straight. Yeah, you heard me. These racers ran around an indoor track for 6 days straight. WPR's Corrine Hess put on her running shoes for an afternoon to interview some of the competitors on the racetrack to find out what keeps them going.
Okay, I got so many hours times 60 minutes. Then what kind of pace do I need to keep to get to where I want to go? It gets mentally more difficult that way. Now, it's kind of embarrassing for me because I'm a retired engineer.
Jim Feist of Cedarburg has been running for 5 days straight. He has 17 hours to go and a goal of 250 miles. With a mop of gray and white hair and a full beard, he looks younger than his 77 years.
I've done 6 day one time before. I have a poor memory.
So far, he's gone around the track more than 800 times. That's gotten him just under 223 miles. It's a numbers game, and most of the 70 runners at the Pettit Center in Milwaukee are playing it. They're here from around the world to compete in the second edition of 6 Days in the Dome. Runners from as far as Sweden, Mongolia, and Japan came to Milwaukee to participate. Race director Steve Durbin says when registration opened a year ago for this race, it filled in a day. Durbin's race management company has hosted dozens of ultra-running events for the last 15 years, including the famed Barkley Fall Classic in Tennessee. Durbin says the races have gotten more intense over the years because of social media.
Everybody's on Facebook now. So when you first start, hey, I run a 5K, and everybody's like, that's awesome, yay, way to go. Hey, I ran a half, oh, good, good. And hey, I ran my first marathon, that's great. And then you start thinking, what about a 50-miler? And what about a 100-miler?
Feist was the only runner from Wisconsin to participate in the event. In the 1970s, he gained what he describes as a whole bunch of weight. So he found an old pair of red Keds and ran around the block.
I thought I was going to die. Well, one thing led to another, you know, marathons. And a friend of mine, you know, did this kind of thing. And so I said, boy, that sounds interesting.
3 weeks from now, Feist plans to run a 24-hour race in Cleveland.
I think there's some bragging points to this. If we all admit it, you know, I did a 6 day. Most non-runners really have a hard time figuring it out.
I'm so exhausted.
Sally Libanati from Florida signed up for the 6 day race because some friends were doing it. She also grew up in Little Chute, so she knew her family would be close enough to cheer her on in Milwaukee. Libanati is no stranger to distance running. Before this, her longest race was 200 miles in 55 hours. She's headed to Virginia in a few weeks for a 100-mile race. Nearing the end of the 6 day race, she was tired. But she was enjoying herself because of the camaraderie.
It's really nice that everyone helps everyone else out. And it's really nice to get to talk one-on-one with all the other runners, because at some point you're going to be next to one of them and, you know, learn where they're from and their families and what brings them here.
You may be wondering, how do these runners eat and sleep? It varies. Some competitors limit themselves to 10-minute catnaps. Others, like Feist, sleep for a few hours a night. As for food, anything goes. Some runners crave fried chicken or dairy. Feist had a taste for something else.
My wife showed up today with our granddaughters, and she brought me something they don't have here, and it's watermelon. I love watermelon.
Feist and the others finally stopped running on Saturday afternoon. Feist finished in 46th place, and he beat his goal with nearly 256 miles.
WPR's Corrine Hess is based in Milwaukee and brought us that story on 6 Days in the Dome. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.